This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Doctor Who.
I'm not a violent man by nature, Doctor, but I think you should be advised. I don't play games.
Oh dear, that is a shame. You see, I fancied a game of chess about now.
Your companion. Amara, is it?
What about her?
My chief science officer, Dr. Weston, is about to inject her with a rather lethal compound he developed for our biological weaponry division.
You're bluffing.
Am I?
Get away from me!
Hold still, girl! Guards!
It seems the young lady is quite a handful.
It's more sporting when they put up a fight.
You animal, let her go!
Well, the next move is yours, Doctor. We have 5 seconds. 4... 3, 2, 1.
Doctor Who, War Torn. Written by Kyle Bors and Julio Angel Ortiz. Part 2.
Stop! All right, I'll talk.
Weston.
Yes, sir?
Release her.
Yes, Dr. Weston. Release the girl back into the hands of my security force.
As you wish, sir.
That's not exactly what I had in mind, Colonel.
Well, it will have to do. For now.
You military types are all the same. If it moves, hit it.
We could always bring your young friend back into this, Doctor.
All right. What do you want to know?
Everything, Doctor. What is the current state of the Trade Weapons Program?
Could you be more specific?
I want to know why a temporal weapon attack was launched on our people a year ago. They sterilized thousands of kilometers of our territories and murdered millions of innocent Draymans, only to fall into the complete silence after the attack.
Have they now?
You are, in fact, the first Trage contact we've had since then.
Well, did you try sending an ambassador?
Your people decimated us, Doctor. My people came to fear the likes of you. I mean, if you could wipe out a third of our civilization in an instant, what else could you do, given more time?
A reasonable fear, Colonel. But you've been testing your own temporal weapons, haven't you?
Of course we have. Once your people broke the accords, we were free to begin retaliatory research. That's when we detected another short burst of Kronons over Trage airspace. We went to investigate and found you.
Yes, I think I'm beginning to understand.
We know the Kronon burst was a failed weapons test, Doctor. I want to know what you were testing and what went wrong.
Very well. On one condition.
You're in no position to make conditions.
Colonel, let me put it to you plainly. You're correct. It was a failed weapons test, but if you want the juicy details, you will let me see Amara immediately.
Look, I've had my fill of torture and threats of the day. Come back tomorrow.
You certainly have spunk.
Who are you?
It's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you.
I said, who are you?
Shh. It's urgent that you listen to me. You are Amara Tal, are you not? Just answer yes or no.
Yes.
I'm Lieutenant Julian Stryker, and I'm here to help you.
Why should I trust you?
I'm a member of a group who wants to put an end to this conflict and to the continued development of temporal weaponry. We believe you and your friends can help us.
You're a political activist.
Yes, I suppose you could say that.
And why should I believe you? Maybe this is just a new tactic to play on my head.
I'm not here to play mind games or to torture you.
Look, I'm nobody. If you want help, it's the doctor you want.
Yes, we thought he was more than he appears to be.
Okay, say I do believe you're actually here to do anything other than harm me. What exactly is this all about?
After the strike against us, I was to lead a diplomatic mission to the Charge Underground capital in the hope of negotiating terms for our surrender. But so many of us were killed or injured, and the hatred against our enemies grew so swiftly that any thoughts of surrender were deemed treasonous.
What happened?
I was blacklisted. My team picked off one by one until just a handful were left. Since then, we've grown in our numbers, but it's difficult keeping underground.
Why are you telling me this? What if I simply betrayed you, screamed my head off, and told my captors everything you've just said?
You won't do that.
How can you be so sure?
I just know you won't. Something deep inside of me knows I can trust you. With my life.
All right. What?
Shh. Someone's coming. Now I get to find out if I was right in trusting you. If they find me, they'll kill me. Oh, have you used your bedpan?
No, why?
I'm commandeering it.
Sure, if you feel you need it.
Good morning, Irina.
You're in a good mood today.
And why shouldn't I be? The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and I've managed to speed up the charge rate by 25%.
What? How?
Oh, I was bored last night.
No, I mean, how did you do it?
It was simple. I just accelerated the fluidity of the chronon flow.
Great. Some of my finest engineers have been working on that non-stop for the past 3 weeks.
Best put them on something more suited to their abilities, then.
You never cease to amaze me. It makes me wonder why I have a team of highly paid engineers at all.
Well, I can't do all the work.
Well, that's certain. Gray, you saved my life. Literally.
It'll look all the better when you take credit for this.
I couldn't possibly.
Irina, you have to. If my people find out I've become involved with Trage weapon development, there'll be grave consequences. Consider me your unofficial technical advisor.
As it is, you already aren't accepting monetary compensation for your work. I can't believe you're doing all this for no money and no credit. Why exactly are you doing this?
For the greater good of the Trage people, of course.
I'm not sure anyone else would believe that.
But you do, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I think I do. So, you're sure you're okay with me taking all of the credit?
Just don't let your ex-husband execute me, and we've got a deal. You know, I can't imagine you two ever married.
Christoph wasn't always so rough around the edges. He's actually quite intelligent. He used to read to me at night, on many subjects. Do you know, he's a direct descendant of the original founding colony governor.
Oh, I know, I was there. I mean, I was in the library 2 nights ago, reading up on the history of my new homeland.
Oh, never mind about him. Let's celebrate tonight. We'll go dancing. Dinner's on me.
That sounds like fun, I suppose.
Krennic!
That's interesting.
What is?
There's a bit of a phase drift during activation.
I nearly forgot. I wanted to ask you about that myself.
Temporal targeting.
I can't seem to get it stabilized properly.
This phase drift could be a real problem. We'll need to fix it, or the weapon could wind up anywhere in any time.
Well, that simply won't do. The last thing we need is the weapon coming back on us.
No, we wouldn't want that.
Hello, Amara.
Doctor?
Sergeant, could you leave us, please?
You heard the Colonel. I'm not to let you out of my sight.
How very unfortunate.
Just because you plan on collaborating doesn't change what you are. Trade scum.
Are all Draymans so single-minded?
They killed my entire family! If it wouldn't cost me my job, I'd kill you both with my bare hands!
Look, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make light of the death and destruction your people have faced. On the contrary, I think it's appalling. But you could at least try to come to a peaceful solution.
You fool! There's no chance for peace with the Trages.
Thank you for your timely intervention, Mr...
I'm Lieutenant Julian Stryker.
If I'm not mistaken, Lieutenant, that's a Draymond insignia on that uniform. Now, why would you want to help us?
I'm part of a faction that's against the war and the development of temporal weaponry.
Really? Well, then I...
Sergeant Henry is to report to reception immediately. Repeat, Sergeant Henry is to report to reception immediately.
Then there's no time to lose. Amara, let me help you up. Are you all right to walk?
Yes.
Stryker, can you get her out of the city?
Yes, but...
Good, go with him, Amara.
Wait, what about you?
The TARDIS should have had sufficient time to repair herself by now.
You have a self-repairing craft of some kind?
Yes, but it's a rather long story. Look, I could explain later. We don't have much time. Now, I'm going to try and find my craft. And to do that, I'm going to have to locate the computer control room.
Then I'm coming with you.
Now, please don't argue, Amara. Besides, I have a promise to keep.
What?
It's all right. It'll be faster and less easy to detect alone.
Security to room 108. Alert. Security to room 108. Alert. Location of Sergeant Henry. Urgent.
That's it. They've hit the panic button quicker than I expected.
We need a distraction. Quick. Ah, those oxygen tanks. Lieutenant, would you mind helping me, please?
Of course, Doctor. Stand back.
Just let me rig up a fuse.
Hand drop.
No time. Get down.
Quickly, go now while he's stunned.
Good luck, Doctor.
And to you. We'll meet up again soon.
I hope so.
Come on, Amara.
Are you all right?
No! No, we're not supposed to be here! It was a mistake! It went wrong! It all went wrong!
Did they hurt you again? Did they come here after I was taken away? Please, Camille, I want to help you, but we need to leave now!
Doctor! You came back for me!
Well, of course I did. I never go back on a promise to a friend. Are you feeling well enough to travel?
I think so. What's happened? That explosion!
I could explain that on the way.
You don't have to ask me twice.
That's the spirit. Now come on, let's go.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, now come on, quick.
Terrible ways of killing the planet.
Killing the planet? What do you mean?
There used to be only one continent on Malamon, but now there are two.
False continental drift! That explains why we saw two continents from above the surface when we first arrived.
A disgusting display of power in order to put some distance between us and our enemies.
Terrible. Where are we going?
This catwalk goes all the way across to the opposite side. Get to the door, there's a service shaft that leads to the surface. From there, we can rendezvous with my group.
Right then! Let's go!
Wait. Down there. There aren't.
How many?
Two in plain view, possibly more. Stay low.
What's that up there?
It looks like someone left a spanner. Grab it. Might come in handy.
Oh! It's covered in grease!
Quick! Run!
Look! On the catwalk! Home!
Go, go, go!
Freeze!
Julian!
I'll get it. Just keep going.
We have two runners, one male, one female. They're heading for the southern sector.
Camille, this is it.
Network control.
How are we going to get in?
If I could just jimmy the faceplate off. There. Now it's just a question of overriding the...
Well done.
After you. Impressive. It's hard to know where to begin.
Not really.
Camille, what are you doing?
I'm getting you server access so you can do whatever it is you want to do.
Draymond Network Terminal 179S online. Password?
What's the password?
Kesma, I don't know.
You have 10 seconds to enter a valid password before security sector is notified. 10.
Camille?
9. 8.
Quiet, 7, please. I'm trying to concentrate. 6, keypad, 5, please.
4.
Camille, do you know what you're doing?
Jalnap juice!
What? Well, I'm rather parched myself, but this is not the time to talk about your favorite drink.
Password accepted.
How did you know the password?
Well, I simply hacked around the encrypted subroutines. Once I did that, I could literally say anything and the computer would accept it as the password. Shall we go?
Yes, certainly. After you.
It's voice controlled.
Right. Show me all available footage of the explosion that occurred in the atmosphere yesterday morning.
From which camera eye?
Well, all of them. Take all relevant data and give me a 4D model of the event. Been a few feet off the ground, but the TARDIS did eject us.
Was that your TARDIS?
Yes, it was. It seems to have gone down on the opposite side of those mountains. Computer, what is that structure?
That is the upper tower of the Trage Underground Complex.
Interesting. I think a visit is in order.
Kill the Trage scum!
Ah!
Doctor!
Tell Amara. I'm sorry.
No!
You have been listening to Doctor Who, War Torn. Part 2, written by Kyle Bors and Julio Angel Ortiz. Based on an idea by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance Jim Barber as Colonel Garcia, Ron Smith as the Doctor, Rebecca McCarthy as Amara, Ali Hirschman as Dr. Weston, Phil Colvin as Lieutenant Julian Stryker, Laura Post as Gray, Sally Wiggett as Dr. Irina Rose, Rich Panaccio Jr. as Sergeant Henry, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Intercom Announcer 1 and Guard Number 1, Sarah Gerard as Camille, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Tristan, Kay Wu as Female Agent, Jim Barber as Guard Number 2, Rich Panaccio Jr. as Guard Number 3, Kay Wu as the voice of the computer, and Jeff Niles as the Draymond Captain. The title music was composed and performed by Duncan McPherson, based on the original version by Ron Grainer. The incidental music was provided by Stock. The producer of the episode was Kyle Bors, co-producer was Ron Smith, post-production editing by Jeff Niles. The script editor, sound designer, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The story War Torn was recorded in 2005, completed in 2008, and is owned by Dreamwell Enterprises. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. For additional information, comments, or questions, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. On behalf of Dreamwell Enterprises, this is Sally Wiggett. Thank you for listening.
Please join us for Part 3 of War Torn, available now from Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com.